This is a really strange thing that happened a few years ago. So I went to the library to do some research. There was a nice library nearby, and it had two floors and lots of books. There were also quite a few nice areas to sit and study and things like that. So after getting there, I found a nice table sort of out of the way between some bookshelves to stop and work. I set my backpack down and got out my laptop and notebooks. I found some books as well on the topics that I was researching. From that point on, I got very focused. For several hours, I was locked in, and I got a lot of very productive work in. The library was peaceful and relaxing, and my research was going very well. So, when I was finally about done, I remember looking over to the end of the table, and I noticed something. There was a small envelope that was just sitting there. It was like someone had left it there for me. I reached for it, and I picked it up. There was something inside, so I looked at it, and when I did, I saw that there was a photograph. And the photograph was of me. It had been taken at some time when I was in the library studying just a little earlier. It showed me from the backside, and I looked behind me when I saw that. I realized that whoever had taken the photo had taken it from the other side of the bookshelf. It was really weird and creepy. I looked, but the person was obviously gone by then. I had no idea that the picture had been taken at all. I looked around the rest of the immediate area. There weren't really that many people around. I packed up my stuff, and then I started to walk away. The only other person in the immediate area was a woman who was sitting at a table almost around the corner. I asked her if she had seen somebody leave the envelope at my table by chance. Sadly, she said no. I decided to leave, and I looked around, seeing if anybody appeared to be staring at me weird or anything. I didn't see anything strange, though. As I was leaving, I was trying to figure out who would do that or why. I'd been so focused on my studying that I obviously had no idea that my picture had been taken. Soon, I left the library and I walked back out into the parking lot to go to my car. As I was walking there, things were pretty quiet. There were a few vehicles scattered around, but then I noticed something. At the end of the lot, there was a truck that had been backed into a spot. I saw the window was rolled down and there was a man with a camera covering his face in the driver's seat. Almost as soon as I noticed him and started looking in his direction, he appeared to snap another photo. Then he quickly turned, put the camera away, and drove off. I never got a good look at him. I figured that he must have been the man who also took the picture of me in the library. I didn't recognize him in the small look that I got, and I also didn't recognize his truck. I was very confused. Then I drove home, making sure that I wasn't followed or anything. I was able to make it back okay. I didn't go back to that library for a while after that. And to this day, I don't know why the guy did that. It remains a mystery. For one semester when I was in college, I worked at the library on campus. I would sit behind the desk and check out people's books for them. Many nights, I found myself working alone. The library was typically not very busy. So one evening, I was working until the library closed, and I happened to be by myself. As it got later, there were a few students studying or whatever here and there. I recall a man walking in who looked to be in his 40s or so. He walked sort of past me and into the library. A while later, the other students left and it was about time to close. I remembered then that the man that I had saw entering had never left yet. I made an announcement that we were closed and then waited a good 10 minutes. As far as I was aware, he was the only person still in the library other than me. After I made the announcement, I waited, and the man never left. I had a bad feeling knowing that I would have to go and find him and tell him to leave. I started to walk around the library looking for the man. I went down a bunch of aisles and past many bookshelves. Soon, though, I heard footsteps. The man was definitely in there, but a few aisles away. I walked closer to there, but I heard his footsteps moving even farther away. It was almost like he was trying to walk away from me or avoid me. I then called out to the man, saying that we were closed now and he would have to leave. He didn't say anything. I continued to walk closer to him, and he continued to walk farther away. If I got to the aisle he had been in, he would quickly go around the corner to another one. It was like he was purposely running away from me and trying to avoid me. I was getting frustrated. I called out to the man again, asking what he was doing. He still just ignored me. The man continued to play the cat and mouse game of just avoiding me. I wasn't really sure what to do. I walked back over to my desk and sat down. Then I texted a couple of friends telling them of the crazy situation. I knew that I could just call campus security, but I didn't really want to have to do that. I told myself though that if the guy didn't leave soon, I would. Thankfully, about 2 or 3 minutes later, I saw the guy quickly go from around a corner and come into my sight. He made a beeline for the door and walked out really fast. I was just glad that he was gone. I took a few minutes and finished up everything that I had to do and then left. I lived in the dorms at this time, and my building was just on the other side of campus. It was nighttime now and really dark out. Not many other students were out walking around at all. I started making my way back, but I soon realized that somebody was walking behind me. I looked back, and it was the same guy. What are the odds? I thought to myself. I tried to walk faster, and I could then hear that the man walking behind me got faster as well. He remained behind me. I turned at one point, and I could hear that he was still there. The guy was really creeping me out. I decided to just run for it. I took off, sprinting as fast as I could. I didn't bother to look behind me or listen to hear if the man was running as well. I just ran like crazy. My dorm building was within sight, and I just had to get there. I was able to make it and then get inside. I made sure that the door closed behind me. Then I went up to my room, and I felt safe again. After that, I never saw that guy again, on or off campus. I still wonder who he was and what he was doing. Why would he stay in the library so long, and why would he follow me? I wonder what would have happened if I didn't run back to my dorm. Like I said, I only worked at the library for that one semester, and I'm glad I stopped after that. I worked at a library for a while when I was younger. It was a local library in the city that I lived in. Things would normally not get too busy, and there would just be one or two of us working most of the time. The library itself was not all that big either. So one time I was working, and there was a coworker with me until about 6 p.m. We closed at 8 p.m., so for the final 2 hours I was by myself. That was not a problem though, because there were hardly any people in the library. Just a few here and there, and they soon left. Things were very quiet by 7:30. There were just a couple of people scattered around. I really didn't have that much to do, and I was behind my desk near the front entrance, sort of. At around that point, I remember that I saw a man approaching me. I thought that he was going to check some books out, but instead, he told me that there were some books that were out of order. I didn't really know what he was talking about at first. The man said that some books were completely on the wrong shelves and stuff, and that it was disgraceful. I asked him to show me, and I got out from behind my desk and started following the man. He started walking deeper into the library, and soon we were near the far back corner. We went past a few bookshelves to the very last ones. The man said it was right there. I started looking at the large bookshelf and all the books on it. I was trying to find which ones were out of place. In the first few seconds that I was searching, I didn't see anything. The place I was in the library, like I said, was sort of a far back secluded corner. There was an emergency exit door there as well. Seconds into looking, and out of nowhere, I remember hearing the door open behind me. I was so confused, because obviously it was not a normal exit or entrance. Right as I turned around though, the next thing I knew, these two men were grabbing me. One of them was the guy who had led me there, and the other had come from outside. They started pulling me towards the door to go outside. I just started struggling like crazy. I was desperately trying to get away from the men. It was 2 against 1 though, so they had a big advantage. Plus, they were both larger than me. Now, they didn't punch me or kick me or anything, but they were just grabbing on me and trying to push me and drag me out the door. I tried yelling, and one of the guys tried to cover my mouth. I was able to get out some yells. However, I'm not sure if anyone else was around the library to even hear. We continued to struggle for what felt like a really long time. There wasn't really much talking going on, just mostly struggling. They were slowly getting me closer and closer to the doorway. I remember I got close to the wall right by the door, and at that point, I noticed the fire alarm. I was able to pull it, and the alarm went off like crazy. When that happened, one of the men tried to put it back and stop it, which allowed me to sort of get away more. I made it a few feet away before the guy grabbed me again. I continued to struggle with them for about another 30 seconds to a minute, I would guess. Then they both just let go of me and went out the door. As soon as they were gone, I saw that the door was propped open and it didn't shut. So I made sure that it closed, and then I called the police. They didn't take long to arrive, and when they got there, I told them everything I could. We didn't have many security cameras, but we did have a few, and I turned them over to the police. After that happened, I continued to work at the library, but I did not close by myself again after that. I never saw those men again either, and I don't really remember how they looked either. I just hope that I never see them again, and I hope that they're caught. This story happened several years ago. I was out of town, and I was staying in a hotel that was located in a fairly large city. So I remember that in the morning, I decided to go to the nearby library to get some work done. I had seen the library in the city when I had been on the way to the hotel, and it looked very large and nice as well. I figured that it would be a great place to get a lot of work done, and much better than my hotel room. It was close enough that I was able to walk, so I went down there and found a nice place to get work done. I went to the second floor, and I went to a table by myself and then set up my laptop. For the next few hours, I worked in peace. At one point, I got up and went to the coffee shop that was inside of the library and got a coffee. Then I went back to work. After I had been there for much of the day, something strange happened. I saw this guy who was maybe 50 feet away from me, but he was standing next to a bookshelf and appeared to be filming me. He was holding what looked like his phone very steady and pointing it in my direction. It was sort of hard to notice him, but once I saw the man, it was easy to see. The guy was bald, sort of large, and had a slight goatee, but he was also wearing sunglasses. Now, at first, I wasn't sure if he was actually filming me or not. He was so far away that maybe he was filming something else or someone else that was nearby. Either way, it looked pretty strange. I looked around and didn't really see anything else that he would be filming. Then I just stared at him, wondering why he was doing this. A few seconds later, it was like he noticed me. Then he quickly disappeared around the corner. I was glad that he was gone, and I focused my attention back on my computer. However, maybe 30 minutes later, I looked up and noticed him again. He was doing the same thing, and this time, I had enough. I got up from my seat and started to walk over. Sort of like I expected, the man quickly ran around the corner again and went out of sight. I decided to leave the library at that point. I was pretty much done with work for the day, but I wanted to look for the man and ask him what he was doing as well. So I packed up my stuff and then started walking around the library. I was looking all over for the guy and really wanted to confront him. However, I couldn't find him anywhere. I didn't know if he had left or what, so I decided to find an employee and then report him. I let them know what was going on, and then I left the library. After that, I walked back to my hotel and went inside. So that night, I went out for a while, and when I arrived back at my hotel, I went to bed. The next morning, I got up and I was leaving the hotel out the lobby. As I was doing so, I saw the guy again. He was sitting in the lobby, sort of looking around. I didn't know what he was doing there, but I quickly walked out of the hotel and left. I made sure that he didn't follow me out. When I got back to the hotel later that day, he was not there. I didn't know if he was staying at the hotel or not, so I asked someone working there and said what happened. The worker at the desk didn't know who I was talking about and said that she hadn't seen the guy. I was creeped out by his behavior, and I wondered if he had somehow followed me to my hotel or something. For the rest of the day, I didn't see him, and the following day, I left town. I haven't seen the guy since. Looking back, I don't know why he was seemingly filming me and then at my hotel. It still gives me the creeps to think about it. This is something that happened back when I was a kid, and I still talk with my sister about it from time to time. So, I was 8 years old and my sister was 13. This was back in like the mid-2000s or so, and there was this library that was less than a mile away from my house. We lived in this neighborhood, and if you took the sidewalk to the end of the street and turned, the library was straight that way pretty much. It only took about 15 minutes to walk there. We would go to the library all the time because it was close and because we liked to rent books and videos. One time, my sister asked if I wanted to go with her to the library, and I said yes. It was just us two, so we walked there and then went inside. My sister and I were not really interested in the same types of books, so after getting to the library, like normal, we split up and went in different areas. Whenever it was time to go, my sister would just let me know, and then we would leave. The library was fairly large, and I went into the children's section and started looking for good books. To me, a good book would be if it had a lot of cool pictures in it and not that many words. I went to this one spot and was by myself. I started taking some books off the shelf and looking at them one by one. Over time, I remember that I heard someone else enter the aisle that I was in. I looked over and it was another kid, who looked a little older than me, maybe 10 or so. I just remember that he had sort of blonde hair and he walked right up to me. Then he started bullying me for no reason. I had no idea who the kid was, but he just started making fun of me. He asked what book I was reading, and I don't remember what it was, but I think it was just some typical kid storybook. When I showed it to him, he laughed and said that that book sucked and I was lame. Then I remember he asked if I even knew how to read, and he said that I looked like I didn't. I told him I could read, and then he started to make fun of how I looked and stuff. I had no idea why this kid just came out of nowhere and started roasting me. It made me feel kind of bad at first, but I also realized that this kid didn't know me at all. I told him to go away, and he did, but before doing so, he said a few more mean things to me. Then I tried to forget about it, and I just went back to looking at books. For the next 10 minutes or so, things were fine. Then, out of nowhere, I felt something hit me in my back. It was a book. I did not know where it had come from. Moments later, another book hit me. I heard laughter coming from sort of behind me and a ways back, and I looked to see the kid standing there and laughing. He had been throwing books at me. Then he threw another one. I tried to catch it, but it hit me in the chest. He laughed at that as well. Now the kid was being violent, and I knew that I needed to get away from him. Sure, I wanted to fight him, but he was older and larger than me, and I knew it probably wouldn't go well. So I got up and I ran out of there and went to find my sister. The kid didn't follow me or anything. My sister was way on the other end of the library, and it was nice to get away from that kid. It felt much more quiet and calm near where my sister was. I told her about the kid. She said she wanted to see who he was, so we went back over there. However, when we got back there, he was gone. After that, I finished picking out the books that I wanted to get, and my sister did as well. So, I would say about 20 minutes later, we were both ready to leave. My sister found me, and we started to head back up to the front to check out our books. However, as we were approaching, we heard the sound of some people yelling. Soon, we got close enough, and I saw the same kid who had been bullying me. He was yelling at one of the librarians. I wasn't sure why, but they were arguing, and then I saw the kid go over to a display and knock it over. Several other people were just standing around and watching. Then I saw a man who I assumed to be the kid's dad go over to him, and the man was also yelling at another librarian. It was a large dispute, and the dad then announced loudly that they were leaving, and then he started cursing loudly and they both walked out. I was shocked at what I had seen, but after thinking about it for a second, I was not surprised at all that the kid acted that way. After that, we checked out our books and left. I'm guessing that the kid had been caught throwing books or being rude to someone or something like that. He was probably asked to leave, and his father didn't seem much better than him. I didn't really make out what specifically the argument was about, but I'm happy to say that after that, I never saw that kid again.